you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
Why?
And welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're spending an hour with a painter. If you have a paint question, go ahead and give us a ring. We've got the experts in-house for you to discuss. Joe Campbell and Doug Karras, owners of the Arizona Paint Company, who are now currently offering a 10-year warranty on the paint job for the exterior of the paint job, which I have always said is impossible. But congratulations to you guys and to your suppliers that have come up with the materials that you have the confidence to put that 10-year warranty on it. As the leaders in the industry, congratulations. It's good to be a leader, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so we're talking about paint diagnostic and deciding when you need to be painted. So I tell people get those little red shop rags that you buy at Napa and, you know, O'Reilly Auto Parts. And, you know, if you'll take that and rub it on any of your surfaces and any of the coloration comes off on that red, unless your house is painted red, then you have to use a white rag. So we talked about that. The residue, the chalk residue comes off. How else would you diagnose the condition of your paint job?
So we talked about the residue. The second thing was to look at your wood fascia boards and see how bad they're peeling and cracking. The third thing is to look at your foundation. If it has bare block or bare concrete, that's the other most popular sign. If you're still unsure about when to paint your house, we do have a tool on our website that we developed. It's called a paint diagnostic tool.
Oh.
And you can go to our website. It's arizonapaintingcompany.com and click on the paint diagnostics tool. And it will take you through, I think, about 10 questions with photos. And you can click on what your home looks like based on the photos.
Nice.
And it will actually grade your house. You know, it lets you know if you are grading at a 90%, you don't need to paint this year or you don't need to paint next year. But if you're graded at more of like a 50 to 60% based on the answers you gave, it's probably something you should have painted within the next year.
Okay, very good. Paint diagnostic tool at arizonapaintingcompany.com.
Yep, exactly. And if you're still unsure, if you're uncomfortable doing that yourself, you can call us at in Tucson at 520-284-1792. Or in Phoenix, 602-648-3071. And we can send out an estimator for free to take a look at it and just give you our honest opinion. And if it doesn't need to be painted, we will tell you that.
Now, you know, on the break, I told you sometimes I go off topic. So we're talking painting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd like to change the subject to geopolitical workforce. I don't know anybody in the Rosie on the House Network right now that isn't hiring, and we can't find anybody. And the problem seems, for those of my certification companies that operate in Phoenix and Tucson, the problem seems to be about four times worse in Tucson. Are y'all finding that to be just fewer and fewer people available?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, we're not having too big of a problem in Tucson per se.
You aren't.
Our biggest problem is in Phoenix.
Okay.
Finding workers in Phoenix. And we are hiring. So if any of you are looking for a job painting, we are offering some great opportunities. We need workers.
If you want to take painting from a job to a career.
Absolutely.
It's at Arizona Painting Company.
Absolutely.
Yep. How would they get in touch with you?
They'll call us directly, 602-648-3071 or 520-284-1792.
Okay. I don't know what we're going to do. We're as busy as we've ever been. As a matter of fact, the National Remodeling Index says that remodelers across the country right now are 6 to 8% busier than they were in 2006, 7, and 8.
Wow.
And they're that much busier with 30% fewer people to work.
Wow.
It is really putting pressure on the wages right now.
I believe it.
Real pressure on the wages. Hey, I invited people to call, and the lines are loading up. So let's get to a couple calls. Romy, why don't you bring in Gary, calling from Chandler. Gary, let me introduce you to Joe and Doug from the Arizona Paint Company. And what's the paint project you're trying to tackle today?
Good morning. Happy Easter weekend to you.
Thank you.
I have a Santa Fe-style home. And I have these big timbers, rough sawn timbers, above the two garage doors. And over time, water has come in and kind of grayed some of those timbers. what would be an option to either blend those colors and provide further protection?
So you guys know, you know what he's talking about.
Yep.
We've got a territorial home, parapets, smooth walls, no overhang, rough sawn, could be a true bearing, or it could be a plant on veneer, and the stucco lips right back to the wood, the worst condition of any, right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
I tell people all the time, don't build territorial homes, but that's for another day. So we've got these rough sawn timbers, the headers over doors and windows. They're water stained. The water stain creates the water marks. It also grays the wood. How can he restore that?
What do you have on there right now, Gary? Is there just a natural, like a sealer,
just
or is it actual color?
Yes, just natural.
Just natural, okay. A lot of times it depends on how long you've let that go, how far gone it is, if you can actually bring it back to a natural wood look to be able to get all that gray off. You know, big thing, you don't want to sand it, because if you sand it, you're going to, you know, change the texture of the wood, which you don't want to do. But you definitely want to wash it, see if you can get a lot of that gray off first. And then from there, you know, a lot of times we'll either, you can put a clear sealer if you can get that gray off, or you can go more of a solid stain, which will look like a paint, but it's actually a stain, and that'll cover any of that up.
Now, do y'all have any good luck when you're taking that gray out of the wood? Y'all have any luck with the wood bleach products?
We have tried it. It works, but not as good as you would hope. I mean,
that's
never gets
exactly the same results we have found.
So a good hard pressure wash, not hard enough to damage the wood. That'll clean it a lot. You can try the bleach products that you can get from various paint stores. Just don't expect perfection there. But from there, once it is cleaned, you can do what Doug said, either try to restain it or use a solid.
Now, let
stain.
Me ask you guys this. Okay, so Gary pressure washes these headers, mm-hmm. okay? How long should he let them dry before he then reattacks them with whatever he's using?
At least overnight. I mean, it definitely needs to be dried overnight. If you have a more of a humid day in Phoenix, which never happens, you might want to let it dry for two days.
A couple days.
Yeah.
Or if it's on a side of the house where the sun's not hitting it a lot, you might want to give it a couple days.
Could even take longer than that.
Exactly. Make sure that wood's good and dried out before you put anything on it.
Okay, let's assume he gets the gray out. He gets the water stains out. He goes back with what kind of a wood stain?
We use Cabot's. We really like Cabot's. It's really good.
Cabot.
Yep, exactly. You can get it at Lowe's or Home Depot or even Dunn Edwards. It's a really good type of stain. I would use an oil-based. It's going to give you a little longer life, a little longer protection.
And how is he applying that?
You can do it with a brush. You can brush it on.
It's very thin. So how do you brush it on that vertical surface overhead while standing on a ladder without it dripping all over the garage floor?
Well, you got to use the right brush. You got to make sure you've got a drop cloth or something underneath you to make sure you're not going to get a lot of drips on your concrete on your driveway.
And what would the right brush be?
Black China bristle.
Okay.
Yeah, you definitely want to use that. Make sure you're using lots of plastic and covering everything too, because like you said, it is a little bit more thin of a product.
Okay, and why should homeowners use cotton drop cloths as opposed to visqueen plastic on the floor?
Cotton drop cloths, you're not going to get that. It's not going to get up underneath it, and you're going to make sure you're not going to get, it's not going to run right through it. Or sometimes plastic, you walk on it right after and you're going to track all around, and then you end up tracking paint or, you know, drips of stain on your concrete or on your sidewalks.
I see Visqueen used all the time, and they want to know why that white paint. Honey, what are those white dots all the way down the hall? Mm-hmm. Well, that was when you went back out to, you know, clean your brush. How long can I leave a brush and still take a break if I'm painting something? If I'm painting an inside of a room, and what can I do with that? Do I have to completely clean that brush to go take a 15-minute coffee break?
No, what you can do is dip it back in the can, put it back in the can, and it should be fine. Cover the can if you can. If you're going to be leaving for a little bit longer period, you can wrap some Saran wrap around it, and that will help it last. You just can't let the paint dry out.
That's a great trick. Okay, let's bring Kathy into the call. Joining the conversation, Kathy, let me introduce you to the owner of the Arizona Paint Company, Mr. Joe Campbell and Doug Karras. What's your paint question today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. So I just bought a new home, and the interior was fully painted a couple of months ago, but I don't like the color, so I want to paint over it. Do I need to still need to use a primer?
What color is it?
It's just an off-white.
Oh, that helps.
Yeah, if you bought a new home, it's probably the typical cheap contractor grade paint. That's basically we kind of refer to as a primer coat. So,
well, it's not a new home. It was owned by somebody else before.
Is it a flip?
I guess so. Yeah, it was a rental, and then they sold it. They painted it.
There's a formula for flip home paint, and that's one part paint to 10 parts water. You don't want to paint the inside house. You just want to make it smell like fresh paint.
Okay.
So with that home, though, you do not need to use a primer. The whole reason for a primer is to cover an unpainted surface. And if you have paint on there already, even if it is a little bit less expensive paint that they put on, it still has paint on there. So you don't need to use a primer on that. Go ahead and make sure the walls are clean and put two coats of a high-quality interior paint on. And we recommend an eggshell finish. That way you can wash it if your kids or you guys get handprints on the walls.
Okay. Now, Joe, Doug, explain to Kathy the right way to roll out an interior wall.
Well, you want to basically first mask everything off, and then you want to dip the brush in, and you want to roll from top to bottom, left to right or right to left. Don't start in the middle of the wall, and don't go halfway up and kind of keep moving around the room. You want to go all the way to the top and all the way to the bottom, left to right.
And how many coats should you put on?
You should put on two coats. You need to allow dry time between the coats.
Okay, so if I'm painting a typical bedroom wall that's 10 feet by 8 feet, I'm going to start left to right, top to bottom, rolling out, boom, 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 left, right, left, right, left, right. I'm overlapping my roller joints, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're being careful not to leave those little corner seams at the end of the goop that's at the end of your rollers. How do you avoid that?
You want to make one thing you want to do is you want to make sure you don't leave your paint out too long. You don't want it to dry out, and then you get that little trash like you're talking about in the paint. So you really want
boogers.
To make sure.
I call them boogers.
Yep. And then that'll end up on your wall, and it'll be stuck in the paint on the wall.
Yeah. And then what kind of rollers do you guys like to use? I mean, you can buy a roller for 79 cents.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can. But if you're using a cheaper roller, you get little hairs in your paint. And when you do apply those to the wall, those hairs will dry in the paint.
Yeah.
So you want to have a sheepskin roller. Interior, you can use a 3/8-inch nap. But it's all kind of what your preference is and what surface you're painting on.
And again, for a homeowner going into a paint store and buying a 3/8-inch nap sheep wool roller, you're not going to spend 79 cents.
No, you're going to spend probably $10
$10 a roller.
But you're going to get a better quality finish if you do that. So, Kathy, if you're going to paint that, make sure you do get the better rollers so that when you do have that finished product, you're not ending up with those roller hairs on your walls.
There you go, Kathy. Well, I hope that helps. Now, let me ask one more question for her. Okay, let's say we're not going from flip Navajo white to cottage white. Let's say we're going from cobalt blue to coffee.
Then what you definitely want to do is put a primer on first, because you're still going to get that blue is going to bleed through, and the color you're putting on you're not going to get the true color without a primer first.
All right, more with a painter here at Rosie on the House. When we get back, Andrew's on hold, wants to know what the formula is for estimating cost on a whole house paint job. Let's see if we can come up with a rule of thumb there for Andrew. We'll be right back.